What's on the horizon for financial markets? At PGIM, it's a question that over 1,400 investment professionals relentlessly research in pursuit of your long-term goals. Specialized across asset classes, but united in collaboration, our teams provide global and local expertise. Our investments shape tomorrow, today. Pursue your tomorrow with PGIM, a leading global asset manager.
Hi, I'm Kelly Evans, host of CNBC's The Exchange, and here's what's on my mind. We had a fiery discussion the other day with Aswath Damodaran, the Dean of Valuation, about whether ESG investing actually achieves its societal goals or not. His points are, number one, goodness is difficult to measure, and companies are just learning how to play the ESG game to get a good score. Number two, causality is an issue. Are good companies actually more profitable, or are more profitable companies better able to take actions that make them look good? Number three, it's unlikely that adding a constraint like ESG to any investing strategy results in superior returns. And number four, to quote him, outsourcing your conscience is a salve, not a solution. Now, we'll debate points one, two, and three endlessly in the years ahead as ESG investing gathers steam. So let me focus on his final point for a moment. I asked Professor Damodaran what he would tell his own NYU business students who want to use investing to improve society to do with their money then. And he basically said, well, stop thinking that the stock market is a better way to change corporate behavior than your own personal actions. He said, start with your own decisions on what you consume now. Your choices ultimately drive what companies do. I think goodness starts at home, Damodaran said. The danger I see with ESG is that by passing on this responsibility to companies and investment funds, people are going to go back to living their life saying, I did my job so I can drive my SUV, take as many flights as I want, and keep my house at 60 degrees. Right now, he warned, we're accepting a cosmetic version of goodness instead of pushing for real change in companies that will only come about when our actions drive companies to behave better. End quote. Now, this might all sound to young students like eye-roll boomer talk, so let me assure them, he's absolutely right, with a quick story about Thelma Meyer. Several years ago, when I was still living by myself in New York City, I thought maybe I should be a little better at housekeeping. So at the bookstore one day, I picked up Mrs. Meyer's Clean Home, written by none other than the Thelma A. Meyer who inspired the hugely successful cleaning products company. The best part about the book, which has tons of cute and handy infographics and tips about how to clean, is realizing what an absolute force Mrs. Meyer was at home. This lady had 9 kids in 10 years, including twins. One of the kids went on to found the company. The fact that aside from all that, she was also so frugal, like much of our older generations, that she would reuse washing machine water for more than one cycle and pluck out the wet clothes with tongs just completely blew my mind. And that was before I even had kids of my own. Now I almost can't even fathom. There are so many more examples in the book of what an incredible steward she was. Food never went to waste. Old dishcloths were stitched together into new ones. Plastic bags were rinsed out and reused. And none of this is told in a preachy way. Half the time it comes from one of her kids who shares their memories of growing up. Here's another example. She says, you're going to notice I don't suggest tossing too many things in the dryer. Dryers use a great deal of energy, which means big electricity bills. Hanging laundry to dry not only saves you money, it saves your clothes, too. No shrinkage. Again, I read this now and think, great, we're running our dishwasher twice a day at home and our dryer about 6 times a week. So my point is, if you look at what's happening in society, it's basically a bunch of people noisily pushing governments and corporations to force everyone to behave like Mrs. Meyer did, causing huge backlash and controversy instead of quietly making difficult personal sacrifices themselves. Professor Damodaran is right. I would have a much bigger impact on society if I ran my household like Mrs. Meyer's. Less electricity usage, less buying stuff at the store, fewer restaurant and delivery trips than if I put my 401k into ESG funds that were little different from the S&P 500 without changing my behavior at home. But that, of course, is a lot harder sell as a political slogan or investing pitch. Thanks for listening, and be sure to follow The Exchange podcast, where you can always catch the show live weekdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, only on CNBC. See you then.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. Dear small and medium businesses, no one wants happy customers more than you do. So you need a business partner just like you. Like FedEx, who understands your passion for serving your customers because they have the same commitment towards you. That's why FedEx offers you picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. What's more, FedEx Ground is faster to more locations than UPS Ground. Trust FedEx for timely deliveries. See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively FedEx.